There's more fallout tonight from those thousands of pages of leaked U.S. state secrets on the WikiLeaks website. The State Department has now cut off one U.S. military computer network from its database of diplomatic cables. And Defense Secretary Gates called the leaks embarrassing and awkward, but ultimately he predicted the impact would be fairly modest. Tonight, the lightning rod behind WikiLeaks, a man named Julian Assange, is hiding out, but at the same time, speaking out. And our own Lisa Myers has more on that.
Julian Assange is a man without a home who lives the life of the hunted, changing his appearance, using false names and encrypted cell phones to avoid detection. He often works from what are described as bunkers, and today, from an undisclosed location, spoke via Skype with Rex Stengel, the managing editor of Time. He took aim at Hillary Clinton.
She should resign if it can be shown that she was responsible for ordering U.S. Diplomatic figures to engage in espionage activities.
As for Assange,
he lives a guerrilla existence in part because of what he does, and he moves around a great deal so that he is not targeted.
Interpol recently issued an arrest warrant for Assange in connection with allegations of rape and sexual molestation involving two women in Sweden, claims he has denied. The 39-year-old Australian computer hacker recently told Forbes magazine that his next big document dump will expose a big U.S. bank. Assange was quoted last year as saying he had documents from Bank of America.
He isn't the kind of hacker nerd you might expect him to be. In fact, he's a very forceful character, almost verging on arrogance.
We have a duty to get the truth out to the world.
In 4 years, Assange has made WikiLeaks a global force, and for better or worse, exposed what he considers some of the world's darkest secrets, on everything from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to corruption in Kenya. What drives him?
I'm a combative person, so I like crushing bastards.
He sees the release of documents as a kind of transparency which actually bends the world toward justice. He sees himself as a revolutionary.
However, some of Assange's tactics have cost him supporters, especially his decision to publish the names of Afghans helping the U.S. The U.S. government argues there's nothing noble about Assange. A U.S. official describes him as very anti-American and a deeply disturbed and dangerous individual. And tonight, even as he claims success, he's still on the run. Lisa Myers, NBC News, Washington.